A construction crew doing a home improvement project found something recently that has piqued the interest of archaeologists in Burlington. They're human remains, bones that researchers say that have been around for a while. In fact, they say they're the remains of a soldier from the War of 1812, and there could be others buried nearby. Here to talk about the find and what it means is John Kroc. He's an associate professor and director of the Consulting Archaeology Program at the University of Vermont. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on, Mitch.
So what exactly has been found here, and when was this discovery made?
The discovery was made last week, and initially an excavator, and I'd like to give him credit, Mike Weston of Don Weston Excavating, noticed human bone in one of the first or second backhoe poles from a proposed house addition in Burlington, and did the right thing. And he called the police. The police came and looked at it and recognized it as likely human remains. They called the medical examiner, who then came in to basically clarify that it wasn't a recent human. And they then called the state archaeologist, who then called us at UVM to further investigate.
How do you know what era the remains are from?
The War of 1812 had a battery in Burlington, basically a big army base that we now know mainly from Battery Park, which kind of memorializes that. There was a large hospital, barracks, and although Burlington was only fired upon once in 1813, it was a major base with as many as 4,000 people that were serving other battles, including one in Plattsburgh. But the main function was actually there was a military hospital here, and a lot of people were treated there for injuries that were incurred during warfare. And there were references to people being buried in a cemetery on private property not too far from that hospital. But the exact boundaries of that, there were no records, essentially. The military did not keep records of cemeteries or burials until the Civil War. And so this is essentially an unmarked burying ground.
I don't know what the scientific method is for checking this, but maybe it's carbon dating. But have the bones been checked for that to say, okay, they are, you know, this many hundreds of years old?
Carbon dating is a little bit, it's harder and more recent with this archaeologically recent time of only a couple hundred years. But previously we found some remains related to the same period of time on a project on North Street. And these had preserved with them military buttons. And in one case, an individual was buried with musket balls and a pocket knife that further led us to conclude that these were indeed military burials. And in this case, we've identified a number of them in a cluster in cemetery rows within this just a small area of the landowner's addition that leads us to believe that this indeed is part of the larger cemetery that was referenced in historical documents.
According to the state archaeologist, there could be around 700 soldiers buried around the city at this time? Why so many?
That's possible. A lot of disease. You know, there was an epidemic in the winter of 1812, 1813 of pneumonia or influenza. Soldiers were also battling typhus. And so the majority of those that died were really as a result of this kind of close quarters living and epidemic disease raging through these camps and, you know, things that we're more familiar with now in the era of COVID, kind of reflecting on how these things get transmitted so quickly in crowds.
How confident are you that these are definitely the remains of an American soldier? And is there any way of determining, if so, who that soldier might have been?
We're very confident, I'd say, at this point that these are remains of soldiers, and there are ways. We have the enlistment records that our program historian has really, she combed through microfilm back in the microfilm era to get the list of enlistment records so we know the stature of individuals, their surname, and we know their occupation prior to becoming soldiers to give some indication of what their human remains might look like. And then there are other things that we can do with bone chemistry to try to figure out what area a person was from. If, for example, these weren't Vermonters, we could easily identify those that enlisted, for example, from North Carolina or farther south, because their bone signature through isotope studies has a different pattern than those who would have grown up here in New England.
What do you ultimately hope to learn to find?
You know, the whole package. Where did these people come from? What communities did they represent? Many of them were farmers. How did that affect the farming communities of New England to send all of their able-bodied men, some including what we would consider adolescents now, some as young as 12 were enlisting? We hope to learn more about that. Also, the burial practices. Was there ceremony involved? We found an individual in the previous case on North Street that was buried, for example, with a gun sling under their head as a pillow. So it was clear that people were presiding over the funeral or burial. That's telling us things that just aren't in the written records and things that only archaeology can tell us as we learn more. The coffins, for example, weren't mass-produced. They were built to size. They were built for individuals. And interestingly, we're just coming up with this information this week. Some of the grave shafts that we're investigating that we've exposed, we're finding that the individual had been already exhumed. This was likely UVM medical students in the 1820s and 30s were using this burial ground to access anatomical specimens. So some of these soldiers effectively donated themselves to science without knowing it.
And how long do you think this overall project will take now that these bones have been discovered?
We're hoping to get done with it within the week, and that's the best we can do, as fast as we can go, being careful and also honoring what are really the country's first veterans.
John Kroc is an associate professor and director of the Consulting Archaeology Program at the University of Vermont. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me on.